Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
I'm being informed by a texter that the Anna Kournikova interview was even creepier the second time around.
I agree.
You know, she successfully, this texter points out that Anna Kournikova successfully avoided what she wanted to say, which was the microphone was being jammed down the throatial area, but she was able to save herself at the last moment. Hey, if you think that's creepy, we got a lot that we can add to the mix on the show this morning. And if you want to be on, you could call 617-764-9223, or you can text the text line, which is 97107. Here's a 508 text that says, does WEEI know that they have a predator coming down to their radio station?
Oh, wait, no.
I mean, you're supposed to have fun with an interview, LB. Why are these people?
She's hot. You got to take your shot.
Right. You have to take your shot. Wait till you hear Michael and the Cinder Block and the way they do their interviews in the afternoons on this station.
I do my interviews naked.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I just take the full pressure off.
Are you actually at the station, though, when the interview is going on, or are you back at home at that
hey,
point?
Hey, it's LB. I'm down on the Cape. I'm at the courtyard with Jay Miller naked. We've got Anna Kournikova today.
Here's a 978 text that says there's actually a Pornhub channel for that Anna Kournikova interview.
You don't want to click on next suggested video three times in a row because it takes you to a very bad place. Trust me, I know.
This is Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on, Andrew?
I just wanted to take the last opportunity I could to welcome you to your show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. You can welcome me to the new show, though, in a week.
Oh, I will. I'm going to listen. I got one quick question for Shu, too. Shu, how does it feel to know you're probably going to go down in history as the greatest intro creator in Boston radio of all time?
Wow. I don't know. I'm ready for my big check. Do I get one of those giant checks for that? Yes. Some kind of plaque?
Yes. Or a photo op?
Gift card?
I don't know, man. But new intro day is probably my favorite day of the month, so I'm going to be missing that.
Well, oh. I put in a special request, and I asked if she would be willing to make a new intro for the new show before we begin, so we'll see what happens.
Welcome to your show.
Oh, great drop! Are we doing the all request drop hour again?
I'd rather not.
I know that's very
whatever.
It's
you
very
know,
stressful.
Last days.
It's
I'll
very
do it
stressful.
For you,
very stressful for Shu.
I'll
on
do it for you.
On the second to last day of the longest goodbye in radio history.
Actually, I made an intro for your new show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I will be there at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
I went to a concert last night, and I ran into a fan of the show.
Yeah.
However, they were telling me that even Johnny Carson didn't say goodbye for this long on the Tonight Show. I think he did, though. I think Carson... I think Carson said goodbye for like a month or something.
It was
like
lengthy.
That. So this is just 1 week. Yeah, I went to see Billy Currington, a bro show last night.
Yeah,
bro show at the bank, whatever bank has sponsored the outdoor pavilion down in the
bank,
Seaport. What
I
is
believe.
It?
Rockland
okay.
Bank yeah. Pavilion.
Pretty good show.
Yeah.
You know what I like about the country guys? Billy Currington played for. Now, granted, he played only for about an hour,
yep.
a little over an hour. But he, at the end of the show, he stayed out there, and he was signing things. And he was literally out there for about a half an hour. The band was playing music in the background.
That's
he
awesome.
Was walking around signing stuff for everybody.
That's awesome.
And Then, so pretty much everybody left the place. There was maybe about, I don't know, 150 people left.
Okay.
Then he finished signing everything and went back and played another tune for the 150 people.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
That's great. And that's like, those 150 people will talk about it like you.
Like I'm talking about it right
now. This guy's cool. Yeah. And then people will check him out.
Now, that's how you know you're old, though.
What?
Well, you're talking about the music.
Well,
I mean, a country show is about the girls with the tight ass Wranglers and the S kickers.
No,
he can't even see without his glasses. It's not a priority.
Yes. This is Christopher. Good morning, Christopher.
Hey, bud. I'm just going to miss all you guys on this show. Just wanted to say I turned 30 the other day on the 13th. Oh. And I wanted to say I've been listening to the station since Opie and Anthony.
Yes. That's a long time.
Wow,
it's like
work.
The 90s or whatever it is. So
you guys have a good one. I can't wait to hear you.
All right, Christopher. Yeah, well, coming up on the 29th of July, which is a Monday, you will be able to hear the new show on the new station, which is 93.7, or on the radio.com app. And this is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's happening, Dave?
Oh, nothing. Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you.
I want to give a shout-out to LB. Is LB there?
I am, actually.
Yes, he is.
I've been
all
right.
LB, thanks to you, I was able to complete one of my bucket lists way back in the day when you, when you did some time away.
Yeah.
I was able to come in and do the sports for you while you were visiting somebody else.
Oh, well done. Ooh. Well done.
Ooh, all right.
So I want to thank you for that, LB, and I was wondering, can I still get an 8x10, the last one, before you leave?
Well, you're probably going to have to get some new 8x10s to autograph for the new show. Like, you could do some kind of a new publicity shot for the program, you and Shu, so that you have the autographed 8x10s to hand out.
I'd have to get Shu to sign off on that. I don't know if he wants to be in an 8x10 with me.
It'll most likely be an 8x10 with just me.
Speaking
I think it's going to be 11x14. Speaking of LB in the Hoosgow, as they say, at some point this morning, we should probably try to play Free LB, the Red Peters song about LB's imprisonment in the Bill Ricka House of Correction during the show.
Shout out to Murph and Sully.
And we're going to be joined. Wait a minute. We're being joined right now by Kevin Barbary.
Look
at that sexy man right there.
So Kevin Barbary's going to be here all morning. We're going to play a whole bunch of his stuff.
Guy hasn't aged a day.
No, he doesn't age. It's plastic surgery. We're up against the clock. Of course, you arrive and we're up against the clock. So okay. I got it. But Kevin Barbary's here. Did you bring all your stuff? Did you bring like...
I went through some stuff, grabbed some things, and stuff we didn't play last time I was here.
All right, good.
Yeah. Last show. It's kind of like the Kiss farewell tour every time you come in. Can you come in? We're doing our last show. Can you come in? We're doing this last show.
Well, we did the last show at the old studio.
Right. And now you're in the new studio. And
now I'm going to the other station.
This place is like, wow, this place is pretty nice.
You think this is nice? Wait till you see the new studio I demanded for downstairs.
Yeah. With all
it's
the new furniture.
Even, it's going to be even new furniture. New furniture and everything. All right. So Kevin Barbary's here. We're going to play all kinds of Kevin Barbary stuff. If you'd like to be on this morning, you call 617-764-9223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The great Kevin Barbary.
The great Kevin Barbary.
The most talented human being in the planet.
The great Kevin Barbary.
Yes.
Who was... Kevin, how long were you on this radio show, on this radio station?
I was on with you from 1993 until 2012.
So that's what, 19
years? 19 years, almost 20. Wasn't, obviously at the time, as you know, wasn't my choice to leave. It was kind of a company corporate thing.
Company corporate thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Kevin brought all of his stuff with him, all of his radio gold material with him. A texter wants to know if you have Fat Teddy with you. Ted Kennedy Looney Tune era.
It's possible.
It's possible that we have Fat Teddy.
Okay. I did bring some things that I hadn't heard for a long time, and I listened to a lot of it last night. The sad part is that it's amazing how many things you can't do now.
There's a lot of stuff that we can't.
Oh my god! I was listening to things, and I'm like, wow, it's, you know. I like everybody. I don't have any, you know, racial problems or transgender problems.
I love everybody. Yeah.
But man, we got away with a lot of stuff back then. Well, you cannot do anything these days.
It was a different time.
It was a different time, Greg.
It was a different time.
Yeah. Mr. X would be fired instantly today.
Let's get Joe in the car on the phone this morning. Yes, Joe.
Two things. I think you should make Kevin talk the entire time like Christopher Walken. And LB, you come in it tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
What's happening tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's the last day.
Oh.
So it would be great. How great would it be if LB banged out?
Are we working?
If LB banged out for the last day on the station for the last...
I would never do that. I've been given the greatest gift of all time. They're putting me, allegedly, I don't know if it's official or Shoes signed off on it, afternoon drive.
I've heard. I'd listen to that. LB and Shoe?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's this show going to be called?
The Dumpster Fire. That's what they're called. That's what they're calling yeah. it. It's being called the Afternoon train wreck.
We came up with it yesterday. Shoe and the Cinder Block.
Yeah, it's going to be the logo for the show is going to be Mike Shoe standing, floating, and then he's got a cinder block tied to his yeah. leg that's dragging him underwater.
Yeah.
But yes, that's what it's called. Let's see. Oh, I think we found Fat Teddy already.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh,
fantastic. Hold on.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Whoa, Big Teddy, bam de lamb. Whoa, Fat Teddy, bam de lamb. Big Teddy, I'm a guy, bam de lamb. My damn head's so wide, bam de lamb. I'm still alive, bam de lamb. Don't let me drive, bam de lamb. Oh, Big Teddy, bam de lamb. Whoa, Fat Teddy, bam de lamb. I like to get high, bam de lamb. You know that's no lie, bam de lamb. I'm so unsteady, bam de lamb. And I'm always sweaty, bam de lamb. Whoa, Fat Teddy, bam de lamb. Whoa, Fat Teddy, bam de lamb. Drive through all fam, bam de lamb. Then down to Framingham, bam de lamb, straight from the bar, bam de lamb, right into my car, bam de lamb, whoa, Big Teddy, bam de lamb, Ted Kennedy, bam de lamb. Ear up. Ear up. Ear up.
Now, see, you're right.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to shame fat senators anymore, so that would be something that you couldn't play anymore.
Drinking, shaming, having a girl on the side, drowning them, all those things aren't okay anymore.
Allegedly.
Let's see, this is, that was alleged. Hello, Jay. Hey, Jay.
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show.
What's up, Jay?
This is the show that I loved the most when Kevin Barbier was on. The worst decision corporate ever made was get rid of him.
Well, don't be so sure. They've made a lot of bad ones, but
I'm still here.
Yes.
But there was one thing Kevin did. I forget what he was reading, but he was reading something in the Christopher Walken voice.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the
the
Penthouse forum letters.
Christopher Walken forum letters.
Yeah, we have I think there's a bunch of those with me. So
good.
We could definitely play one of those. I don't know. Can we still play those? Can
I don't know.
Say sorry later.
Yeah, it might be an issue. Kevin is here with us all morning. If you want to call, you could be on with us with Kevin, 617-764-9223. 2 days left on this station.
Wow.
And then say goodbye tomorrow at 10. Mm-hmm. And then a week to get ready for the new show. maybe a few days in Maine to get.
Next week off.
I'm going to work on the new show.
Right.
Can I keep my hair color appointment? I need to know.
We don't need you for any of that stuff. The important people are going to work on that.
Excellent.
What was it? You can do wherever you want to do it. I mean, it's, you know, you can work from these days. You can work from home. I mean, people don't even
telecommuting next week.
Yeah, people don't even go into the office anymore.
Yeah, LB's going to do that at the afternoon show.
Yes.
I'll just call in the sports. Hi, Shu. How are you? I'm calling live from Fenway Park.
LB's going to outlive us all.
Yes.
He's like the eternal goat of the morning show.
Let's see. This is Sergio. Yes. Hello, Sergio.
Good morning, crew. Kevin, you were the man back in 2012 and prior to that. I love you, man. Greatest faceless comedian I've ever witnessed every single morning. I love you, man. Walking through history got me pulling to the side of my road because I couldn't keep on breathing.
Stop.
You guys were hilarious.
Yes.
I have some of those too.
You do?
Yeah. I didn't bring everything. I brought just enough to have a variety.
Yeah. There's a lot. Is it all on mini disc or what? What's it?
Remember mini disc?
What's it on?
Some are on 8-track. it's funny. In my house, I have like old reel to reel machines. All these things, and I'm like, that's going to be the easiest thing right now to bring everything in. So yeah, that's what I did. And now that I'm here, I see you probably don't even have that. This is like the USS Enterprise.
Oh yeah,
next generation.
Yes, not a speck of dust anywhere. No. I mean, it's
very nice. Very nice new facility here on the Leo Birmingham Parkway. Very very nice new facility. Let's see. Here is a text that says LB equals. This is a 978 text. LB equals Keith Richards without the talent. Well, not the guitar talent, but...
Well, that and I don't do blow, so, I mean...
Oh, that was his dad's ashes.
Oh, yeah, right, Kev, right.
I think we have... There's a bit about that, if I remember correctly.
Yes, there is. I believe that might even be with me as well. Yes.
This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Greg, what's happening?
What's going on, Joe?
I was just wondering if Kevin could do some of his Ronald Reagan impressions, because that stuff had me rolling back in the day. It was the funniest stuff that I thought that he did.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the main thing I remember is when, this is how long Greg and I worked together, is when Ronald Reagan made the announcement that he had Alzheimer's.
When he did what?
Wow.
He made an announcement.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Who did what? Will.
I'd like to make an announcement that I have Alzheimer's disease and also that I am suffering from Alzheimer's.
Is it too soon? Too soon.
Too soon?
No, you can, do it. We all respect him.
It's too soon. No? Too soon.
Greatest president of all time.
You bet.
You could argue that. One might argue that. Some might say JFK was the greatest president of all time.
We got some good JFK stuff in the pipeline, too.
Some good don't say pipeline if you're talking about the former president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. All right, here's a I guess I have to recap everything. This is a 781 text. It says, what's going on? Haven't listened in a few weeks. Is the show canceled? No, it's not canceled. I mean, this show is ending. The show and its current... configuration is ending, and
it's a divorce.
It's a divorce, correct? Starting on the 30th of this month, Mike Hsu will head to the afternoons here at WAAF, and he will be joined by
the other Hsu,
by Lyndon Byers, and
the Hsu with the hole in it.
And I will be heading down the dial to 93.7 WEEI, and I'm not taking the name with me. The name is the Hillman Morning Show name is staying here. It's a new show is just going to be the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It's not a divorce. It's a conscious uncoupling.
Yes,
Gwyneth Paltrow once termed it.
It's a separation or something like that.
Well, so they decided Hillman was no longer your property.
I decided that the show, the Hillman Morning Show, is this right here.
Yeah,
this group here.
Yeah,
with of course Spazzy, I guess probably so it's not the Hillman Morning Show down there. It's a version of that. So.
Right.
Let's see. This is David. Hello, David.
Good morning. How is everybody?
What's happening? What's up, David?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to wish you guys good luck. Greg, I hope you're going to continue jogging.
Is this the Stowe heckler?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I haven't talked to you guys since the Ernie Bach thing, which I was at. I had a great time.
Yes.
I'm going to miss all of you guys, and I look forward to listening to you on another station.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Just keep it up. Keep it up. Keep doing the good work.
All right. Thank you. Monday the 29th. A texter wants to know if you brought the Charles Nelson Reilly "I Have a Boat" drop with you.
I'll have to check.
Okay.
I heard that mentioned one of these days.
Somebody mentioned it probably the other day, I think.
Yeah, I think you made a comment about, I miss you, I have our picture.
I say yes.
That was a reference to the phone call.
Lord knows whether that, I'm Shu is looking, but I highly doubt that is, we'd have to go way, way back and try to find that.
Yeah, I know that whole phone call used to be on the little machine we had here that you push the buttons with the drops on it.
Yeah. We don't have those machines anymore. It's all digital now. You should, LB, it's all digital now. LB brought us into the digital age. LB insisted at the new studio that everything was digital.
I get tired of farting around. You know, I don't want to take it to the next level.
A texter says this divorce is typical because the woman gets all the money. So
you're the woman now.
Let's see what else here. A texter is calling it a spinoff. Yes, it's like a spinoff.
No, but is it a spinoff when the main character goes? I thought it was only a spin. Like Frasier was a spinoff,
Kevin,
right?
Kevin knows the most about television.
He couldn't technically be a spinoff of his own show.
No, if this were Cheers, it would be like Frasier. So I guess Shu and LB would be the spinoff.
They would be the spinoff. Right.
Or it would be like when John Ritter died on that show. He was on that 10 Things About My Whatever.
Yes.
Well, All in the Family had a lot, but they had Archie's Place.
They did, yes. And I think that was on for like a year, so that bodes well.
That's the only one I could think of.
That bodes well for me.
I'd like to think this show is the Dukes of Hazzard, and LB and I will be Enos.
Oh.
Yeah, see, no one remembers that spinoff, right?
Yeah, that was a spinoff.
Did you say anus or anus?
It could be both.
Yeah, but who was the sidekick of Mary Tyler Moore?
Rhoda.
And Phyllis.
That's right. We could be Rhoda.
And Phyllis both got the Rhoda.
Wasn't the Jeffersons a spinoff of
All in the Family?
All in the Family.
I mean, that did well.
Yeah. No, you're right. The best analogy is really All in the Family, and then you had Archie's Place, where Archie owned the bar or whatever that was, and didn't he like adopt a daughter or something?
Yeah. Or this could be like Bewitched, and they're replacing Darren.
Yeah.
If Greg were Darren, they're replacing him with another Darren. Nobody's supposed to notice.
That's good.
A texter wants to know if you brought, because we've been looking for it for days, Brees on steroids.
I know that I have that audio, and I looked through a bunch of stuff that I had, and I found something that says "call from Brees."
Okay, that's
which
probably
it has to be it.
That's probably what it is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Even Brees Hill was telling me that even he has not heard Brees on steroids.
Really?
Yeah. So,
he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was very little when that was done.
Yeah, he was probably like 4 or 5 or something like that. Yeah.
What is he now, like 30?
He's not quite 30. He's 19.
19.
He's jacked. Wow. He's not 19. Little anymore.
19. All right, let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg leaving is like the Bob Newhart show. You're going to wake up in bed after a dream, and it's just Newhart.
Bobby's alive?
Three's Company had Three's a Crowd. What was that? Was that a spinoff or like a sequel or something like that?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
Joni Loves Chachi.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
Mork and Mindy.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
These are all Happy Days spinoffs. These are no longer Happy Days here.
Isn't Happy Days the show that spun off the most other shows? Am I correct about
More
that?
More than All in the Family?
That's possible. Well, you had Joni Loves Chachi, like you mentioned.
Yes.
You had Laverne and Shirley.
You had Laverne and Shirley.
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy. That's what else? Three of them.
Wasn't there one with Al or Arnold? Didn't they have a...
Arnold's Place.
Arnold's Place is what I was thinking. Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Huh.
Oh, what about when we used to do Adele Sings Her Lunch? Do
you I have... brought a bunch of those.
You did?
Yes. You know, my kids...
Is one of those around? we could maybe we could do... Is one of those on this? This
yes, I believe that. You'll just have to double-check that that track listing number there. But yeah, my kids love that because some of them are on my library in my car, and we'll be listening to stuff, and Adele coming on singing an omelet. So we used to do this bit where I would... Bust in the room
with the door open sound effect. Yes.
Yes, and pretend to be Adele.
Yes.
And people would have to guess what I was singing about that she was going to eat that day. And in order to win the tickets or whatever it was we were giving away at the time, you had to figure out what it was she was singing about.
Great game. So was Craigslist Price is Right.
Craigslist Price is Right.
That was also another great game.
We used
to do, I think Craigslist and... Back pages. Those are all gone now. That's another thing that you can't do. You couldn't do that anymore.
The Nolte. We used to do a Nick Nolte karaoke.
Yes.
That was phenomenal.
Kev, is this the right CD? Because it's giving me different titles for everything.
Yeah, I think it's a little off, but those Adele bits are definitely on the discs that I brought in the other room. We can bring one of those up.
So we need to wait a little bit.
We'll wait for 3 seconds. We need a preview mode here.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
This is Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Rich?
Two things. I just want to send you guys best wishes. You guys have been laughing for years.
Yes.
Kevin, we miss you. And, Greg, I think the appropriate name for this divorce is a Grexit. And hopefully you guys can do Buyers on Bruins in the next show.
Grexit? I guess that's not bad.
Grexit. Oh, like Brexit.
Like Brexit. let's see. Happy Days was a spinoff of Love American Style. Is that true?
I believe that's true. I believe there was an episode of that old show that had Richie and somebody else on it. And
This is Other Jeff. Hello, Other Jeff.
Good morning, Greg. Sorry for three times in the week. Kevin,
hey,
welcome back.
It's
one
the
of your greatest bits was you doing Arnold Schwarzenegger with the coloring book and the crayons.
Yes.
That's got to be.
That made it onto the CD. Yes.
Yeah, it was on our first CD. That should be in house somewhere. They still have all that stuff.
CDs? I don't know.
Yeah, somewhere. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Mark?
Wanted to say my final goodbyes. I called earlier in the week. I just had a question, too. I remember, if I remember correctly, the morning of when Kevin Barbary didn't wind up on the show anymore, you were not the happiest, and you had kind of a little outburst in the morning. Am I correct on that?
Who, me or Kevin?
You in the morning.
I had a lot of outbursts over the years. Yeah. I was more stressed out then than I am now. But
things are a lot more relaxed.
Audio from that morning.
Oh yeah, maybe we might be able to find that.
Good times.
That was like Facebook memories. You log into Facebook and Facebook memories shows you the day your dog died.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that,
yes.
Can I beg with kindness that we stop with the face app stuff?
I know.
And, I mean, enough. I get it. You're going to look different when you're older. Right. But
well, Russia has all your pictures now anyway.
Please stop with the face app stuff.
It's not very complimentary on a lot of us either.
No.
Although it made me look like Sam Elliott. So I was a little happy about that. It like thickened up my mustache. I was like, beef. You know.
Oh, you're still beautiful. I look like I got hit with a bag of quarters.
Not the bag of cash you were looking for.
You've got a new liver. You've got the cow heart. I mean, all these things that have happened since the last time I was here.
He's beef.
Yes. LB's like he's like Steve Austin. He's been rebuilt.
Yeah, I just can't run that fast.
It's funny you say that because the first thing I thought when I came in is he kind of looks like Lee Majors now. Now. not Lee Majors in the day. He looks like Lee Majors now.
I think he looks more like Lee Iacocca, but whatever.
I take that paycheck all day, every day.
Kelly is dead. So.
What about Slobodan Milosevic? Do you have that? Did you bring that?
That is also something that appeared on our first CD. I'm sure that exists as well. So we'll check those things.
This is CJ from the South Shore. What's up, CJ?
Guys, I think Fonzie had his own show as well. I think it was called Emily and I or Elizabeth and Me or something.
Really? I don't know. A texter says according to Wikipedia, which is always correct.
Yep.
All in the Family is the show with the most spinoffs. Okay. So
Jefferson's.
Yeah.
Maude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
else? Mm-hmm. Gloria.
Gloria. 704 Hauser.
All right.
Archie Bunker's place.
Archie Bunker's place.
Happy Days technically had one more.
Oh, had one more than All
yep.
in the Family.
Happy Days had Laverne and Shirley, Blansky's Beauties.
Oh, Blansky. I forgot about Blansky's yep. Beauties. Yep. Yes.
Mork and Mindy. And then the Mork and Mindy animated series. Out of the Blue, The Fonz and the Happy Days Gang, and Joni Loves Chachi.
See, television was no different then than it is now. They had one hit, and they tried to milk it as much as they could for as long as they could. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I have been listening to you guys for about 7 years now.
Yes.
And the first year I listened to you, there was a showman caller who would usually talk about sports, and at the end of his call, he would say, "Are they going to do it?" And then you would play an AC/DC part of them singing, "Are they going to do it?" Mm. Where did all that come from?
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
Does anybody remember that?
No.
The guy's listening to a different show, I think, or something. I don't remember anything about that. All right. These people this texter, 339 texter, says that they are now recommending that you remove FaceApp because it is a Russian spy app.
Right.
Are they seriously recommending that?
They are, yes. Technology experts. But I mean, here's the thing. You have the FaceApp thing on your phone, right? Mm-hmm. You did the old or the young comparison. I guarantee you didn't read through the terms of service before you mm-hmm. you know, did the final upload. So your photos have already been uploaded to their servers.
Yeah.
So just don't send them anymore.
Not mine, because I didn't do it.
Right. I've had that app for years, because
that's
what I use to put like celebrities' faces on and like do videos.
Yeah.
And you know what? If the Russians have my information, half of nothing is nothing.
Okay. Right. So, yeah. Exactly.
Congratulations.
They can have it. The Russians can have your information.
That's right.
All right. Today's weather brought to you by the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It is going to be cloudy today, much cooler than it was yesterday. Danielle and I had a photo shoot yesterday for the new show.
Jesus. Oh, okay.
And it was over at Fenway. And I'm telling you, you have never seen a sweatier, more disturbing human being than yours truly yesterday. It was absolutely disgusting. But today it's gonna be less humid, I guess. The temperature is gonna be 75 for a high, and then it's gonna warm up over the weekend to around 100 or so. So,
oh, nice.
Right now it is 74 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. And check out the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent featuring all-wheel drive. Love is now bigger than ever this summer. Our old pal Kevin Barbary is here on the second to last day in this studio with this show ever. We'll get to more of Kevin's radio gold stuff coming up next. Well, after almost 29 years of saying it, this is the second to the last day ever that I will be able to say you are listening to WAAF. Wow. How sad is that?
It is very,
How sad is that? Kevin Barbary is here, and Kevin was on the show, he said, from 1993 until 2012, I believe. So we're getting ready to play some of Kevin's best stuff. And actually, during the break, we were talking before the break about a game we used to play on this show, which is called Craigslist Price is Right, in which Kevin would read a service that was offered on Craigslist, if you know what I'm saying. And then the caller would have to guess what the price was. And during the break, I received a text message from Brees Hill. Oh. Who was listening to the show this morning while he delivers pipe? That's his job. It's not something he's doing at Bentley. But
I'm delivering some pipe this morning, Dad.
A lot of happy
stay-at-home moms.
He said that the first time he ever came in the studio when he was 7 years old, Kevin did the Craigslist ads, and he was scarred for life as a 7-year-old. I could probably lose my parental rights now, if that were ever to be mentioned to the the proper authorities. Mm-hmm. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, show. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
I just want to thank you for all the years of great radio, all the laughs, all the beach parties. This man sounds many year of awesomeness from you guys.
Yes.
And, big thank you to you guys.
Well, thank you for being there for however long, for everybody who is there. Thank you for being here. Texter wants to mention the April Fool's Day stunt. Not the one when we walked out on Spaz, but the one where we had it had snowed, and we announced that the green monster had collapsed
when was that?
That was a long time ago. It was like when we got some blizzard around the 1st of April, or some sort of storm around the 1st of April, or something. All right, before the break, a texter I believe referenced Adele singing her lunch, which was a contest that we used to do on this show. Mm-hmm. And I believe we can relive that with this. So the way the game used to work on this show was Adele would come in, mm-hmm. and she would sing what she was having for lunch.
Yes, we would have a conversation, we being you and Adele.
Yes.
And we'd make a lot of fat-shaming jokes.
Yes,
and then
yes.
We would sing a song describing her lunch.
All right, well, let's take a listen.
Three eggs mixed up in a bowl. Then you cook real slow with a nonstick cooking pan. Add some cheese and maybe dice up some meat. Then you fold it over and you slide it out onto a plate. I can't wait to eat this plate of food. No way in my right mind I'd share it with you too. You'd back away from my lunch if you know what's good for you. Sometimes I eat alone, but I still eat for two.
That was in jest. All in jest.
All in jest,
of course.
She's not even big anymore.
Let's see. What was the game that we used to play? This is a 603 text. What was the game we used to play when Danielle would describe the marital aid and the callers would guess the price?
Adult toy.
Yeah, wasn't it Adult Toy Price is Right?
Adult Toy Price is Right. Yes. The Price is Right. Mm-hmm. The Adult Toy Price is Right. A lot of quality stuff.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking.
We were all hanging fruit. Now you guys bust my nuts. I can't even get there.
It's like all the difference of, it's all the different flavors of Coca-Cola. It's all the same, but just different names.
If you want clarification on the April Fool's Day green monster falling down stunt, according to this texter, that was the April 1997 blizzard, and they know it because their blizzard baby is 21 years old. So that's
nice.
That's how they know. Yeah, this holy smoke is right.
Holy smoke until we
do. You know, this is a frightening thought.
Yeah.
My wife was born the year I started on this show.
Really? You're married again? How many
when
times
did
have
you
been married? You've been married for like 14 times.
I was wondering what that was.
I'm like the Jar Jar Gabor of the Hillman Morning Show.
I think you've been have you been married more times than LB's been married?
Yes.
Wow.
What are you for?
Five. Three.
Okay, so you're even. You're even.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Death doesn't count. I'm sure not surprising at all. After all the jokes made over the years of me liking the younger ladies, that, you know, that happened.
Let's see. This texter wants to know how long it's. I think this is a joke about my age. how long it's going to take me to get the phone number and the text line right at the news station.
Yeah. Don't get to take that with you?
I don't think I can take the phone number or the text line with me. I don't think it makes sense to have the 97107 text line. It doesn't make sense to have the 97 on there anymore anyway, because we don't have the 97.7 frequency anymore. But
everything's so strange. I'm still trying to process it all.
Well, it's the way it works. It's just, you know, things, sometimes, you know, the things that you're used to, they change, and that I think it's, but change is good, they say.
You know what's been driving me bananas about this whole deal?
What, LB?
Is that my body clock, and I don't know if you've been thinking about this, Shoe. We've been getting up at 4, I get up at 4:15, and I know Shoe gets up earlier. How am I going to sleep in till like 8?
Couple more beers. But
that would seem like an easy thing to do. Yeah. Sleep in. No,
it's gonna, no. You can't. You automatic. I don't even use an alarm clock anymore.
Yeah.
I'm up.
You don't really sleep, though, right?
I roll over to take a leak. It's 4:05. Yeah. All right, time to roll.
Your urethra is the size of a jujube kit. You're getting up like 5 times in the middle of the night. You can't help but wake up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I got to get on those pills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.